The Billericay Reading Rooms are historic premises dating back to the mid-19th century. They're located in Billericay High Street, and I have to admit, I've walked up and down Billericay High Street and I've seen the reading rooms and I didn't know anything about it. So I'm looking forward to finding out all about it today. Now, if it had not been for the forethought of local residents in the mid-1800s who were concerned about the need to educate the working classes and aid their growth and improvement, this building would never have been built. The reading rooms continue to this day, and here to tell us all about this historic community resource is Andy Maddox, the Vice Chairman of the Billericay Reading Rooms. Welcome, Andy.
Thank you, Bob. I'm pleased to be here.
Well, thank you for coming along today. First of all, are you a football fan?
I am. I'm a Liverpool supporter.
Oh, really? Yes. Oh, same as my son then. Yes. Okay.
Obviously, a good taste.
Yeah, absolutely. And you watched the match last night,
I did.
No doubt.
Yes.
Yeah. How did you feel afterwards?
Disappointed. Yeah. Very disappointed. I did think, I was very optimistic that we would get to the final.
Well, yes. Yeah. They did a lot better than most people expected.
Yeah.
But having got on the run, it was disappointing that it kind of fell apart in the second half, didn't it?
Yeah. Yes, I felt it was going to go to penalties,
yeah,
and I would probably been even more optimistic after the penalty shootout from the earlier game
that
we would have been successful. But
There you are. Anyway, we're still in it for third place. Right, down to serious business now. So can you tell us a bit more about the reasons why the reading rooms came into existence in the first place?
Well, back in 1864, a group of businessmen and local shopkeepers were concerned about the literary ability of a lot of local residents and of the town.
Yeah.
And they really wanted to think about how do we educate and improve their lot. The rooms were started then by these businessmen in one room of a cottage on the site of the present building.
Yeah.
And they purchased periodicals and books, and which they placed in the rooms for perusal by individuals and also to help them to read.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind at the time that a labourer's annual income was £36.04, and a policeman earned £53.94, and that's old pence
year. And that's a year.
And that's a year.
Yeah.
So you can understand that people couldn't afford magazines and books.
Absolutely.
So that's how it really started.
Okay. I mean, from what I've read, I believe it took over 20 years to raise the money to build the reading room. So how was the money raised?
Well, the money was raised really by a series of concerts in the town hall, concerts in the reading rooms itself, musical evenings, also by public subscription. And that enabled, took nearly 20 years for the current building, which was built in 1886, to be built.
Right.
But in addition to the concerts, they also arranged in 1867 a concert in the town hall to purchase coal for the poor.
Oh, right.
And they actually raised £10, which is a considerable amount of money in those days, which was used to purchase coal for those people who were, well, very, very poor.
Yeah, well, it sounds like Billericay's always been a caring community.
Yeah.
So when the reading rooms first opened, you said about books being supplied in the reading rooms, but they also held events, I believe. What sort of events did they have?
Well, they had various events over the years. It's very different today to what it was, but as the years progressed, they had these concerts. They allowed people to use the rooms. In the early 1900s, they got billiard tables, that obviously was very popular.
Yeah.
And in fact, they purchased additional billiard tables, and we'll talk later about what happened to them in the end.
Yeah.
But those were the sort of things that was used. It was a room always for the use of the public of Billericay, with the theme originally being to help them learn to read and also to have something to read from.
Yes, yeah. Now, of course, it was very different times back in the 19th century, and initially it seems the rooms were only open to men. Is that right?
That is right, sadly. Although on the 19th of December 1904, they allowed ladies to come in on a Wednesday between 3:30 and 4:30 in the afternoon. But it was discontinued for some reason, of which I have never been able to find out why, in June 1906.
Oh, okay.
And it was not until 1938 that the ladies were allowed to use the rooms in the afternoon again.
Goodness, long after the suffragettes managed to get the vote, yeah. Now, things changed dramatically for the reading rooms in the 1930s when the public library opened in the town. So what were the changes there?
Well, with the competition of the library, obviously it was not necessary for the rooms to provide books, so no new books were purchased, and the billiard rooms, the billiard hall, in fact, became more popular. But unfortunately, the conduct of some of the members who used it, resulting in it being closed for a period of time, and there was a lack of interest. And so the 30s and 40s, it was fairly run down.
In decline.
The newspapers were cancelled and the weekly papers were cancelled. And that's how it sort of staggered along in the 40s and 50s.
Right. Well, then in the early 1960s, that all changed, didn't it? What happened?
Well, towards the end of the 50s, the billiard tables were removed.
Right.
And interestingly, when I, a few years ago, went up in the loft space, which there's a false ceiling over the committee room, there was the remains of the scoreboard for the billiards and snooker table, which was a very grand affair.
Right.
And there was some of the legs of the billiard tables, the old carved legs. There were many snooker cues, some of them in metal snooker cases with a lock on.
Right.
And that was the remnants of what was left of the time as a billiard room.
Yeah, fascinating.
As a result of that, it needed really the Rotary to come in, and they came in and rescued it.
Right.
And that started the re-emergence of the rooms and the expansion of the management, again with volunteers to trustees to run it.
Yeah, it's fascinating history. So to the present day, what are the reading rooms used for now?
It's used really for a variety of organisations, for individuals who want to have children's parties, say on a Saturday or a Sunday.
Right.
We have people like BASIS, which is the Blind and Sight Impaired Society, meet weekly. We have the Alzheimer's Society, hire the rooms. Dementia Cafe that we have there.
Great.
The Workers' Education Authority.
Yeah.
Lectures are held there. We've recently had an electric screen put in for people who want to show films or videos or do PowerPoint presentations.
Yeah.
So it's a wide variety of use.
Yeah. So you've mentioned the big screen. Can you give us an idea of some of the other facilities you've got to offer there?
Yes, well, the main hall can seat 65 people, but obviously if it's a standing venue, then it can accommodate more. We have a committee room for people who want to hold smaller meetings, which is completely separate and private if that's what they want.
Right.
The kitchen has got all the facilities. We've got an invalid disabled toilet. We've got a ladies and gents. Yeah. And we've got a storeroom which houses all the tables and the chairs that we don't need to use at the present time.
Right, yeah.
So it's very up to date, very modern, with facilities at the back for people to park if they for a couple of parking spaces, or if they're having some sort of function and they want to offload vehicles, something from their vehicles, because obviously outside the rooms it's double yellow lines, and there's a pedestrian crossing, but there's a small side entrance that runs down the side of the bank between the bank and Kodak, which gives access to people.
Yeah, great. So really it's available to anyone in the community.
Anybody in the community at all.
Yeah, fantastic.
Yeah, we encourage anybody to come and use it. We have special rates for charities, much reduced rates for charities and local people. We are believed to be one of the cheapest venues to hire in the whole of Billericay.
Right, okay.
So, and we are very keen to ensure that the premises are kept clean and painted regularly And they do look good, even though I'm biased.
And it's ideally located as well. It's completely central to
it
Billericay.
It is. Very easy for people to park in the main car park and just walk down.
Excellent. Okay, so if anybody is interested in getting involved or would like to inquire about using the reading rooms, how can they get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with them on the leaflet I gave you.
Ah, right. Okay, yeah. There's a website. It's www.thereadingrooms.org, or you can telephone 0791 707 6490, or you can email bookings@thereadingrooms.org. And if you missed that, we'll put it all up on the Phoenix FM website later today. Well, thanks for coming in today, Andy. It's a great community resource, and it sounds like you're doing some good work down there, and good luck with the next 150 years of the Billericay Reading Rooms.
Yes, I won't be around that long, unfortunately, but yes, we wish it continued success.
Fantastic.
Thanks very much indeed, Bob.
Thank you very much. That's Andy Maddox.